No, but my father-in-law talks about head cheese all the time.
Really? Mm-hmm. He liked it?
He did.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Do you know how that's made?
I don't. I should, because he's explained it to me a time or two, but I really don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, they boil the head of a pig and all their fat, and it comes out of there, and apparently there's quite a bit. That's how they make it. And people who like that stuff really like it. yeah, and people who don't.
When it comes to food, ignorance is bliss. It might be good until you tell me what it is.
Well, have you ever had it?
I'm not worldly that way. You know, people go, oh, yeah. You know, this is this, and I'm going, okay.
Did your folks, when you were maybe on the dairy farm, do you remember them making any sort of foods that nowadays are hard to find? Or?
Not really specifically. I'm sure there was maybe a little cottage cheese. Like I say, Dad took the milk over to the creamery, and it was separated, and cream was packaged, and milk was packaged, and you know, unless it was whole milk, and then it was stirred together. And
so you probably got a fair share of dairy when you were a kid.
A little bit. Yeah. I didn't like it at all. Yeah. I was the only kid that had water at her place at just about every meal. Mm. We would bring the milk in the bucket and run it through a strainer to get all of the flies and everything that you get, manure and things like that, and then pour it from there into jars and set it in the fridge for cooling, and then of course the cream rises to the top. And my dad would skim the cream off and put it into a cream pitcher, and everybody in my family would just pour that old thick cream on their cereal. It just made me so sick, and there would be little pieces of cream that stayed in the top of the milk jar, and it would be like, stir it up, and if you drink it real fast, you won't see it, and of course you swallow it. I wasn't real big on dairy. Living on a dairy farm, I was kind of a pain in the neck.
Did you ever hear of something like thin milk?
Blue John?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I would drink.
Oh, okay.
When everything's taken out of it, and the milk almost has a blue tint.
Okay.
It's glorified water, basically.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like if you can get like that milk?
The closest you would get to Blue John would be your 1% milk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But everybody else in the family just like a cream.
Go figure.
What about curdled milk? Things you'd make out of curdled milk?
That would be your yogurts and cottage cheese and stuff like that.
Do you remember cottage cheese being called by other names at all?
I don't.
Okay.
Just cottage cheese, and I don't like it either.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever have cornbread growing up?
Yes.
Is that something your mother made?
Not often, but usually when she would make, you know, the beans, there would be cornbread or flapjacks or whatever.
Do you remember what the ingredients of cornbread were at all?
Cornmeal and water, and I don't know if there was egg in it. I don't know what all she had in it.
Do you know what she used to make it raise?
I don't. Mother always just had yeast.
Yeah.
So if she put anything in it, it would have been the yeast.
She didn't put anything like pimento in it or anything.
Not that I remember.
Living in the South, I hear about things people put in cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Jalapeno and stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
I guess it works. Did she make bread much at all?
All the time.
Did she?
Once a week.
Make like wheat bread? Or?
No, it was just a white flour bread. But and it didn't last all week either. She would bake probably 8 loaves on Saturday. Always Saturday was her baking day.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Did you eat pretty good on Sundays, I take it then?
Sunday was the one really big meal, and there was usually a roast and potatoes, cake and jello, and always a vegetable.
Was that dinner or lunch? Or
that was dinner. Well, it was lunch. It was right after church.
Yeah.
Sunday night was usually leftovers from lunch, and Sunday was the treat night. We always had ice cream, and we got one pop a week, and that was on Sunday night.
Really?
And there would be ice cream and bananas for banana splits, and that was a one night a week, one day a week that we had treats was Sunday evening.
Really?
Yeah.